This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the activity from the first full week of the 2025 regular legislative session.
I'm looking forward to serving with all of the newly elected senators. We've got a bunch of great new colleagues.
It's always a privilege and honor to serve the people of the 1st District and the people of Missouri.
Among the new aspects of this session is new leadership. New Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Tony Luechtmeyer of Parkville says 10 of Missouri's 34 state senators are new to their role.
Spend a lot of time with them in their districts. A lot of them have actually come over to visit me on the western side of the state and have had some great conversations with all of them and looking forward to serving with them this session.
Returning Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says he is glad to be a part of this session.
Really get that feeling every time I pull up Main Street and I see this Capitol that I am very blessed and honored to serve in this building.
There are also differences in priorities.
Several agenda items that are important to us. Chief among those is public safety.
I think we settled it last year.
Senator Luechtmeyer says a growing number of Missouri senators want to focus on our state's largest cities for one specific purpose.
We realize that there's been a bit of a crime epidemic in both St. Louis and Kansas City, and in order to solve some of the issues that Missouri has, we have to focus on public safety.
For some Missouri senators, there is unfinished business.
You know, we couldn't get to other important work until we had finished our constitutional obligations.
This past session, Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold sponsored a measure relating to initiative petitions in our state, which she spoke about shortly before the end of the 2024 session.
Senate leadership was getting a lot of feedback from some people about not going to initiative petition reform. These policies are too important to play procedural games with.
Senator Beck says in regard to changing rules on initiative petitions, the book is closed.
I think we settled it last year. It's one person, one vote, and that's what we need to do going forward.
Providing basic health care coverage.
By the same token, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says she remains concerned about women's health issues.
This debate is more pertinent than ever because as we have been in session this week, we saw the Florida Supreme Court upheld that state's abortion ban.
We're looking forward to bringing that forward.
Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe sponsors Senate Bill 139, a measure that would create provisions relating to electric utilities.
Our primary concern here is safeguarding personal property rights of Missourians as these large transmission lines go across our state.
I think that there are good faith negotiations going on behind the scenes now.
Time ran out in 2024 for Senate Bill 739. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis was involved with this legislation, which would have modified provisions relating to solid waste disposal area permits.
As far as resolution, my understanding is that both parties are still in negotiations for it, and we'll see if that legislation's moving forward.
Some variations of this proposal have been introduced this year.
Stand adjourns Tuesday, January 20th.
Lawmakers will return to Jefferson City on Tuesday following the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.